Don't count on shipping a package from your local post office on Monday. Monday is Columbus Day, still observed as a holiday by the post office and by some organizations like schools and some government functions in some states, and apparently some banks in our region as well. But more and more places are observing that second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day, to honor the people who occupied what we now call the Americas when Christopher Columbus sailed across the ocean and quote-unquote discovered them. Southern Oregon University plans an observance of Indigenous Peoples Day with a series of events Sunday and Monday, and we have three guests in the studio to talk about the variety of events. Lupe Sims is a Southern Oregon University student just about to complete her work, and she's the organizer of this. Lupe, thank you for joining us in the exchange today.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here today.
We have two guests with us as well who will be involved in various aspects of the Indigenous Peoples Day celebration. Four Arrows, or Don Jacobs, is the former director of education at the Oglala Lakota College, and he's here in our studio. Thank you for joining us, Four Arrows.
It's my honor. Thank you.
And Christopher Salazar is with us. He's an actor at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and a principal in the play Off the Rails, which deals with Native American themes. And is actually one of the events coming up as part of Indigenous Peoples Day. Christopher, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
It's good to have you guys all here. So you must remember Columbus Day observed as a kid. I'm pointing to you, Four Arrows, because you're the oldest person in the group. And was this something that was observed even where you lived?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up in Missouri, and it was a big deal. And, in those days, all we knew was he sailed the ocean blue in 1492.
All right. So that was that one held on for a long time, didn't it?
Well, it's still holding on. Mm-hmm. It's still holding on. And, you know, in Arizona, they passed a law at Tucson about what they call the ban on ethnic studies that finally got reversed after 7 years. But they learned during that time, the research shows that that instead of causing anti-Americanism or anti-establishmentism, when you learn about the atrocities that have happened against your culture, just the opposite happens. People become more aware. They become more tolerant. They become more positive about the problems in their own cultures. So this is really an important event that you guys, that Southern Oregon University has done.
And so you're saying the more you know about your culture, warts and all, the better you appreciate it because you get the full picture?
Right. And during that challenge in court to the Arizona law, that kind of research came out. And, of course, we've known that, and that's why the Holocaust is taught. And it helps to prevent the kinds of things from happening again. And so to celebrate Columbus Day is parallel to celebrating the birthday of Adolf Hitler. And we need to understand the depth of how it affects us even today, especially today.
Lupe Sims, were you surprised that nobody had taken a step to, had there been Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations before, I'll ask that first, on the Southern Oregon University campus?
There always has been. Mm-hmm. I was just speaking to my Uncle Dave West yesterday about the Native American Studies program, and they always had celebrated on campus and wore armbands in protest of Columbus Day and also did feeding celebrations for the community on campus. So this is not a brand new event that's happening on campus, but this is the first formal recognition that a president of SOU has formally recognized at the university.
Oh, so it's got the actual weight of the university itself behind it rather than just a student-led event.
The president, faculty, senate, the university planning board, student government, and the cabinet of SOU are we're all in support of this taking place and being a piece of SOU.
How long did you have to work to get the series of events set up here? Because I noticed it includes a performance of Off the Rails on a day when the Shakespeare Festival is normally off for the day. So this obviously took a little bit of arm twisting and organizing.
Are you talking about the events that are coming up this week? Or
yes.
Okay. We've been working on it pretty much over the summer. With OSF and the City of Ashland and SOU have all been in collaboration, and Red Earth Descendants as well.
Christopher Salazar, then tell us about Off the Rails. This is a play that breaks ground in several ways, and it is, in fact, a world premiere at the festival, isn't it?
It is. It originated at the Autry Museum and Theater in Los Angeles as a workshop project and then transferred up here this year, 2 years later, from the original workshop. And it is the first Native American written production at OSF in its long and celebrated history. Randy Reinholds is the playwright, a Choctaw artist. And I believe there are either 7 or 8 Native American artists in the production, which is also a first. And I would just thank my colleagues that we, as artists who are visiting, some of us for the first time to Ashland, are so fortunate to have it coincide with this momentous occasion. And we all feel very fortunate that we can participate in the activities. We were looking forward to it as a way to celebrate and join in with the community here. And I know that the opportunity to perform that Monday evening, which is normally our day off, was celebrated and supported immediately as an opportunity to be a part of this event and to share with both our community members who are a little closer to us, our Native neighbors, but also for the community as a whole to come and celebrate this day and to depart from the traditional celebrations of Columbus Day, which usually means just a day off for everybody.
Right. It had about that much significance when we were kids. I remember that, getting Columbus Day off from school. It was October 12th back when we were young guys. I think Four Arrows can probably remember that with me, but it went to that second Monday in October thing. We're talking about Indigenous Peoples Day as a counterpart to Columbus Day, particularly celebrations coming up at Southern Oregon University and elsewhere in Ashland on Sunday and Monday. You can join us as we talk more with Christopher Salazar, Lupe Sims, and Four Arrows, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Lupe, who do you want to come to Indigenous Peoples Day events?
I would like whoever would like to come and support and be even to be a part of Indigenous Day with good intentions in their heart. And it doesn't matter to me who you are, where you come from, what color you are, what your religious beliefs are. It's just, if you have good intentions in your heart, I would hope that you would be there.
How do you try to attract the people who might say, well, I just feel weird, you know? It's like, you know, I'm European American. It's not for us, that kind of thing. Hmm. Four Arrows, you got an idea?
I really believe it's important to remember that we were all indigenous for 99% of human history. And that over the last 8,000 years or so, we've separated from that. We've moved away from nature and become anthropocentric, human-centered, and hierarchical in ways that have really changed the world. And I think that it's really important not only to honor the indigenous people on whose land, you know, we all are living on here in Ashland, and to stop doing the devastations, you know, that continued after the boarding schools, but it's also important to learn that we can embrace and re-embrace a worldview that the indigenous people are still holding on to against all odds, because it belongs to all of us, and we can learn that and honor it. And on this day, we can change from celebrating an event that was really a false idea of discovery, that Columbus discovered America, and really embrace the legacy that American Indians have given us, so that we can continue and begin to change away, return to a more respect for nature, etc.
Lupe, I noticed that the trend toward Indigenous Peoples Day has really picked up steam this year in particular, it seems like. I was just in Googling Indigenous Peoples Day yesterday. I ran across the fact that the city of Los Angeles, Los Angeles County, parts of Maine, Texas, and Idaho just all just made the switch in the last couple of weeks. That must feel like some momentum building up.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, our neighbors up in the Northwest have also, the city of Portland and all of the surrounding cities up there have also taken that on. And that feels amazing. It's I've always desired to be part of positive change. And my mom has always taught me about the importance of diversity. And the two together have helped me along the way to want to continue to make positive change and be a part of positive change and to see it happen. Dave was telling me yesterday that this has been a longstanding dream for SOU in particular, to see this come to fruition, and to be a part of that is so humbling and so amazing at the same time.
We have an email here from Vajra in Sunny Valley who writes that of all places, Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day has been celebrated for the past 10 years in Orange County, California, arguably the most conservative county in the United States. She says, no, not the whole county, but at a women's church called the Goddess Temple of Orange County, located in Irvine. That from Vajra in Sunny Valley. So even places you might not expect, there are observances of Indigenous Peoples Day. What are some of the things? I noticed that it starts off actually on Sunday, the day before, in the courtyard at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Dancing Spirit and Superman. Christopher, do you know more about that than the other guys?
I actually don't. I know who Superman is just as an artist, and he would be a fun person to look up online and to be acquainted with his artistry.
And it's not the superhero from Krypton. It's Superman, Supaman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but he does have superhero powers in his way of sharing. So yeah, that's going to be, I believe, on the Green Show stage, which is again an open air environment, which is perfect for anybody who is curious. Like Lupu was saying, that it's so important to open this up, not just to our neighbors who identify as being Native or Indigenous, because as Foro said, we were all Indigenous peoples for 99% of history. And I think that in addition, the idea of bringing, of coming to these events with generosity of spirit is the most important thing. Of course, we're aware of the tragedies and challenges and atrocities that are going on, not just in our own country, but with our neighbors throughout the Caribbean. And an opportunity to come together and remember we have a shared experience of being human and what it is to not be a vindictive or vengeful people, but be a people that support one another and can celebrate each other's triumphs. This is a new day and a momentous occasion. And so just the want to celebrate what it is to be human and to care for one another is I think the most integral part of this weekend. And so this is a great foray into that, coming out, rocking out in the Green Show stage and enjoying just being happy.
The events are Sunday, Monday, Indigenous Peoples Day celebration at a couple of locations in Ashland. We have Christopher Salazar from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, Lupe Sims from Southern Oregon University, and Four Arrows, who used to be the Director of Education at the Oglala Lakota College. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 with questions or comments. Emails can go to jx@jeffnet.org. So the Dancing Spirit and Superman is Sunday evening, and then you start with a schools program. Is that what I see? You have something offered for schools, Lupe, on Monday morning?
That is for Walker Elementary in particular. They are doing an educational piece for those children in the Rogue River Room at SOU. There's going to be a lot of cultural teaching, educational practices, and coming together. I believe they're going to be doing some artwork and different things like that. And then right after that is the salmon bake.
And this is the big public event for everybody to get involved
in. Right. Mm-hmm. Come and eat some salmon with us. It's going to be delicious. That's from 11 to 2. And then the decolonizing of the plays workshop comes after that. And then we're going to be heading over to the Green Show in the evening time for the rest of our events, and then Off the Rails Monday evening starts at 8.
What is Decolonizing Plays Workshop about?
That's a very good question.
but Four Arrows?
Yeah. It's probably one of the most important things that we can do in the education, and starting with elementary school. The idea of colonization is something that's happening now in many ways to all of us. And it starts with the occupation of a country and then begins to continue with educational hegemony. To give you an idea real briefly, when I was at Northern Arizona University, I had a number of Apache and Hopi and Navajo students. And on Columbus Day, I gave them the assignment to look at some primary source documents of logbooks that he had written, where he had bragged about some of the atrocities that he had done to the Indian people. And when my students came to class, and these are students who were about to become teachers, who spoke their languages fluently, none of them had ever learned. I'm going back 20 years, but none of them had ever learned anything about the truth about what actually was the result of the horrors and the genocide that happened during Columbus. And so I think, even though it's a lot better now in places like Ashland, I would be surprised if there still isn't a lot of people, aren't a lot of people who don't really know the truth about why it's important to make this change.
Now, Off the Rails, obviously, is a work of theater at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, but it certainly dwells in a history that we recognize. I mean, it's about Buffalo Bill's Wild West show in part. Is that right, Christopher Salazar?
Well, actually, the Wild West show is one of the devices in the show, but it's certainly not the primary storyline. The primary storyline deals with the boarding schools and how Native peoples were displaced and moved. And there's a line in the play which unfortunately resonates with me the most, and that's kill the Indian and save the man was such a mantra of these schools. And so the idea of the Western movement and colonization was a big part and typified by Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, which was, you know, if we can bring this sort of show and showmanship to our town is now on the map. And there's a discussion over Indians participating with Buffalo Bill, and it's because, as it said, he paid them well. But their portrayal was of a people that that was the Eastern idea of what we want to see, which was just Indians dying in reenacted wars and as opposed to really understanding who those people were. So the play juxtaposes the comedy that is so typical in how Indians deal with difficulty and trial and atrocity, and then also introducing this story of the boarding school, which is actually very unfamiliar in most of our histories,
which Four Arrows made reference to, right. They're trying to stamp out the native language, the native way of thinking, the native way of teaching, all of that at once. So all these themes get dealt with in a number of ways in the Indigenous Peoples Day celebration, with events on Sunday and Monday in Ashland. I want to thank Lupe Sims for organizing and joining us today here in the studio at the Jefferson Exchange. From Southern Oregon University, Christopher Salazar from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, Four Arrows, Don Jacobs, the former director of education at Oglala Lakota College. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much.